How does all this theory stuff help your guitar playing? A million different ways. One of them is like chord theory, either building chords or recognizing, like naming chords. You know, suppose you are writing a tune and you have a tune that goes like that kind of a chord. I'm going to tell you the fret numbers. I'm going to ask you to play it. Mm-hmm. It's X, 5, 7, 6, 7, 7. So X, 5, 7, 6, 7, 7. Yeah, now that's a very pretty chord, you know. And somebody might say, well, what chord is that? And if you want other musicians to, you know, understand and play your music, you should tell them the name. Because what if it's a pianist? You can't tell them the fret numbers. You could tell them each individual note and make him or her figure it out. That'd be a drag. So, know the names. How are you going to figure out the names of this? Well, you'd have to name each note. The notes are D, A, C sharp, F sharp, and B. Now, we're going to assume that we know we're in the context of the key of D. I'm not going to assume that you'd have to figure all that out, but assume that you know that's the key of D. And now you have to decode each of these. So D we know is the one, right? This next note, A, is a what to the key of D?
It's a two?
Nope.
I mean, sorry, the six?
Nope.
I mean, the four? One, two, three, four, five. Did I say six? One, two, three, four.
Oh,
it's the fifth.
Yeah, fifth.
I know it's the fifth. No, that was wrong.
No problem. And then C sharp is next. Is that even in the key of D? Sure is. It's got two sharps.
It's the seven.
Seven, correct. So far this is some kind of thing with a major seven. Either D major seven or D minor major seven. Well, yeah, we don't know yet. Next note is F sharp.
Mm-hmm. Which is the third.
So we know it's a D major seven. It's got a 1-3-5 and a natural seven. That's chord theory stuff. And then finally we got this B note on top. What the heck is that to the key of B? Key of D.
Six,
right. And then, but from your knowledge of chord theory, when a 1-3-5 and 7 are present, any extra notes are considered extensions. So in other words, the 9-11s or 13s, which one would it be in this case?
The 13.
13, yeah, correct. So D major 7 with a 13, we call it D major 13. That would be the name of this chord. And it's a pretty chord. You'd have to look around for, if you wanted any other voicings of D major 13, which is, it's cool to have at least two, one off the 5th string and one off the 6th string. You know, if you know a D major 7 off the 6th string, which I can't remember if you do or not, that's a D7. The D major 7 would be 10x, 11, 11, 10x. You got it. You're there. That's 10x, 11, 11, 10x. And then you could figure out how to add a B to that to make it into the major 13. One way you could do it is, you know that 13 is this, yeah, you got it already. How'd you get it so fast?
Because I know that this is a B note.
Because it's a B note. That's exactly right. Perfect. Another way to do it is, you know that 13 is the same as 6. Mm-hmm. So if your fretboard theory is strong enough to recognize that this note on string 2, fret 10, is a fifth, the fifth of D, like right, if that's, or I should say, since that's the fifth, you can just hike it up a whole step and there's your 13 or your 6. Go up one more fret. Yeah. And that's a very pretty chord. So this is both ways. It works both ways. Recognizing a chord name on the sheet and executing it, or building a chord on the, you know, recognizing a chord on a sheet and being able to play it, or writing something and then being able to name it so other musicians can play it. Either way, you're with me so far.
Mm-hmm.
Notice we left out the fifth on that voicing. Like, we took that string and made five into six. Six is a juicier interval than fifth. Fifth is like a, it's kind of a bland interval. Like, it doesn't define whether the chord is major or minor. It's not that colorful. It's just power chord. Like, I'm not saying they're not useful, especially for power chords. You can't play them without them. But it's like the first interval to go. If you're, because on guitar, you got to make, when it comes to extensions, you got to make choices. We don't have 10 fingers like pianists do, you know. We have pianist envy. So, you just chop the fifth out and you just make choices. You go for the colorful notes. If there's a bass player or a piano in the room, you don't even have to play the root sometimes, but that's a whole nother discussion. So, can we do one more example? Let's take, I'm going to go and play, let's see. How about X? Or how about this? 0, 7, 5, 7, 7, 7. At 0, 7, 5, 7, 7, 7.
5, 7, 7.
0, 7, 5. You can't borrow a finger 3, you gotta.
Yeah, 7, 0, 7, 7.
5, 5, 7, 7, 7. I would play with fingers 1, 2, and 3. And just bar finger 3, just bar the whole rest of that, yeah. Let's hear it. Yeah, don't miss out on that low E string. Let's hear it ring. There you go, nice. You got it. It's a cool chord. Very pretty chord. Very, not necessarily pretty, but very emotional, moody. And you should totally know this chord. We're going to name this chord together. Now, the low E is a giveaway that we're in some kind of E, either E or E minor. We're gonna name the rest of the notes, and this is not a fretboard theory class, so I'm not gonna make you name the notes, because I know you could do that, but it would be time consuming. So I'm gonna tell you the notes, and then you're gonna simply tell me what that is to the scale. Like, so because we got a low E here, and this next note is also E, it's a giveaway that the root is E. Mm-hmm. And so far we got 1-1, if you will. Next note is G. Okay. Now,
it's the third.
It is the third. Is it a major or minor third?
It's a minor third.
Minor third. So if you wanted to go to the key of E minor on the sheet, like go to the minor harmonized scales. Let's just review that for a minute. E minor is the relative minor of G. According to the circle of fifths, it's right here at the 1 o'clock position. Mm-hmm. So it only has one sharp, F sharp. And so the key of E minor, can you spell it for me? It would be E.
E, F, G, A.
What kind of F?
F sharp.
Yeah, how do you know it's F sharp? Because it's at the 1 o'clock slot. And that means it's one sharp. The sharps go in that direction, right? And what is the first sharp? It's always F sharp because of Father Chuck goes down and enters battle. Now you're putting it all together. So you can't always do, people do that and they sometimes get the answers right. They just count on their fingers like, oh, E, F, G, blah, blah, blah. But it's loaded with perils, that method, right? So good. So we got E, F sharp. Go ahead, the rest of it.
E, F sharp, G, G, A, B, C, D.
Correct. Perfect. And then, now when I'm going to give you the names of the notes of this chord, so far we got E, E, G. We know it's going to be some kind of E minor chord because it's got a minor third, yeah? But you told me that G is the minor third correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that this chord so far is going to be some kind of E minor. That's low E, and then... All right, next note is D. And what is that to the key of E minor? Look at the sheet and you'll see it. The note D in the key of E minor.
The seven.
Right, correct. So far we got a minor third and a minor seven. So it's gotta be some kind of E minor seven, and it is. Next note is an F sharp. Mm-hmm. And what is that to the key of E minor?
The second?
Correct. Now, we already have a third and a seventh.
So it's the 11th?
It's going to be
the 9th.
It's going to be the 9th, correct. So E minor 9. And then let's just see what that last note is. It's a B, which is a what to the key?
Okay.
Correct. Exactly right. So when you play this chord from bottom to top, in terms of interval, please do it again. The fret numbers is 0, 7, 5, 7, 7, 7. From bottom to top, you can be damn sure that I see this chord as, like, play it as we go along. This is one, meaning the interval one. This is another one. I don't bother calling it eight just because it's less information. Three, or a flat three. And then flat seven, nine, and five. So hence E minor nine. It may seem like a lot of work to get one chord. But keep in mind, if I know where how to do E minor 9, and I know I can see it in intervals, I can easily play E9 by unflatting the third. I can play E7 sus by doing fourth instead of the fourth instead of the third. I can do E7 flat 9. I can do E minor 9, 13, E minor 13. So I just took the fifth up a whole step, I got a sixth. I could do E minor 11. I can do E minor 9, 11. Very pretty chord. Or actually, that's both of them. Sorry, I did that wrong. That's E minor 9, 11. If I wanted E minor 13, which includes the 9 and 11, it'd be that. There's tons of pretty stuff right there, but the only way to access it all, besides buying those 1001 chord books and constantly thumbing through it to find the one you want, which is totally impractical, you have to own the circle of fifths and spelling all this stuff. Did I sell you enough on doing some of the theory work in behind the scenes?
Sure.
Like, can you see the power and potential of the dark side of chord construction and making your own chords and understanding what's going on? Yeah.